With COVID-19 keeping fans away, many high schools are live streaming their sports and may keep doing so when spectators do come back.
I don't know if it will quite be the production that it is when fans are present, but we definitely plan on live streaming in the future.
That's David Rudolph, athletic director at Peoria Notre Dame High School. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Tuesday, February 16th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. For the past several days, temperatures in central Illinois have rarely reached double digits, and snow is piling up. This weather brings hazardous road conditions and poor air quality. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says that the weather patterns we have seen for the past week is a result of the changing patterns within what is known as the polar vortex. Ford says it resides in the stratosphere.
About a month ago, they had a warming event which weakened the polar vortex and made it more likely that we get a big trough or dip in the subpolar jet stream that rotates around the Earth here near the surface and bringing that cold Arctic air down south into mid-latitude.
Ford says while cold temperatures aren't out of the ordinary this time of year, the staying power of the weather is abnormal.
I would say what's most unusual about what we've been experiencing is the persistence of the pattern. So often we'll get these cold air outbreaks where we'll get, you know, temperatures in the teens or single digits, but they don't last very long, maybe a day or two. And looking at the forecast, it doesn't look like a moderation in temperature until the very late part of next week, if not early the week after.
Ford says this extreme cold can cause dangerous health conditions like frostbite within minutes. The weather also creates dangerous air quality, which can harm the lungs.
When we get air temperatures that get close to the zero Fahrenheit mark, that cold air is very, very dense. And so it does not only just the temperature, but the density of that air can make trouble for those who already have respiratory issues. And if when you're out in public and wearing a mask, it could actually exacerbate those issues.
Ford says that this weather is to be taken seriously. He says that there is light at the end of the tunnel and that we should expect warmer temperatures in the coming weeks. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Fewer first doses of COVID-19 vaccine will be available in the Tri-County for the next 3 weeks, as more vaccine allocation is reserved for second doses. And a spokesperson for the Peoria City County Health Department confirmed Monday, the 500 doses per week expected for the next 2 weeks are for first doses specifically, not total doses received. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. High school basketball and other sports are back in action in central Illinois, but with limitations on the number of spectators allowed, schools are turning to live streaming the events for fans and family members. Joe Deacon reports.
Peoria Notre Dame High School is broadcasting its home basketball games for free on YouTube so people who can't be in the gym can still see how the teams are faring. Athletic Director Dave Rudolph says it was imperative to make sure fans would have the ability to see the student athletes play their games.
The reality is, if we're limiting fans at the games, I just want people to be able to view them. And so we did everything we could to have a, decent quality live stream just so for our fans that can't actually attend the games.
Those broadcasts have attracted as many as 2,000 viewers at times, and using YouTube allows the games to be watched even after they're over. Many other schools are working with the NFHS Network subscription service to broadcast live sports. Morton AD Scott Jones says his program has been a high-ranking NFHS participant for several years.
One of the nice things that we were able to do is we purchased a license agreement through NFHS Network to be able to offer our games for free so people don't have to pay for the subscription. We're able to just broadcast them like we would any board meeting, and so people can access those on there for free.
Central Catholic High School in Bloomington did not have live streaming before the pandemic. Now the school has an automatic camera it uses to stream all of its sports from freshman to varsity. Lex Osterber oversees the live stream for the school and admits it took a little while to get things running smoothly.
We had some bumps in the road during those first couple games, and we received some friendly feedback just saying, hey, I would love to be able to see the clock. I would love to be able to see the score, which, of course, that's a big part of the game. So we were able to work that out pretty quickly, and by, I think, our second or third game, we had all that up and going.
At Normal Community High School, the camera for its subscription service has been down, so events there have been streaming on its YouTube and Facebook pages, meaning for now, viewing is free for everyone. NCHS Athletic Director Nick Kerfot says the school had been streaming most sporting events even before the pandemic. He says live streaming is especially important now.
My goal is that we don't miss any home games. I want to be, especially the freshman games in the small gym. We're not allowed to have spectators right now, so I want to make sure we do everything we can that people are still going to be able to watch their kids play.
Kerfot says a recent NCHS game demonstrated how the ability to stream events makes them available to some spectators who wouldn't normally be in attendance.
The parents really enjoy it and like it. I mean, I know some people had relatives in Iowa and Wisconsin last night. You know, the grandparents were watching it, which they normally on a typical year obviously wouldn't have that opportunity to do.
Rudolph says Notre Dame's tech department and students from the digital media and production class have assisted with their broadcasts. He anticipates live streaming games will remain popular even after the pandemic.
When we bought all the equipment, we bought it thinking we would use it in years to come. I don't know if it will quite be the production that it is when fans are present, but we definitely plan on live streaming in the future.
Osterber also believes this new service will last beyond the current year.
A lot of people, you know, might prefer to stay on home and watch it from the comfort of their couch or, you know, or if they have like little ones at home or if the weather isn't great, I think it's just still a great option.
Jones says he thinks the convenience of watching high school sports from home instead of packed in the stands is here to stay.
We have a small gymnasium. We draw big crowds for girls and boys games. We always have. So I do think that there's going to be people that'll, as long as we're having the broadcasts and they're able to have that same experience, watch their dancers perform at halftime, their cheer perform at halftime, I do think people will tend to stay home. You know, maybe extended family will stay home instead of kind of cramming in there together, because I just don't think that's ever going to go back to normal, at least not for a while, for another year or so.
The administrators say they expect to provide live streams of spring sports such as football and volleyball as well. I'm Joe Deacon.
For more information on the rise of live streaming for high school sports, visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.